Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. The Wildersmith, too, are back in the woods. It's always a joy to return to this northern Riviera following one of our southern road trips. Now that spring is calendar official, it's mostly quiet around border country, with the exception of the whispering pines and the roar of an occasional snowmobile. For the second homeward trip in a row, we encountered a snowstorm. Driving conditions had us white-knuckling it from just north of Forest Lake all the way to Grand Marais. Kudos go out to our Cook County snow removal guys that maintain the Gunflint Trail. The trail was in far better winter driving condition than I-35 or US 61 along the Big Lake, neither of which had been given much clearing attention as we plowed along. While our trip to Iowa City, Iowa found spring in the air, with bare ground and daffodils beginning to peek skyward, our return found conditions in this neck of the woods remain in winter character. In fact, the old man of the north reasserted himself this past weekend with a refresher on what we are all about in this area. After the 6 or so inches of new snow at Wildersmith, he then reminded us that Sub-Zero is still at his command and has since dished up a few more nights of teens below the nothing mark. We are now at 90 days and still counting below zero mornings for our winter along the Mile of Pine. Then again, it's still March, so why not? Therefore, residents of the Upper Gunflint continue scooping, plowing, shivering, and watching their wood piles dwindle. Nevertheless, we look forward to the days of sky-blue water splashing against the granite shores. Hope does spring eternal, as sensed in the onslaught of seed and plant catalogs, all of which have long since been perused on frosty January evenings. Winding down the first quarter of 2014, more signs are in the air and treetops. The crows have returned to our neighborhood. They must be wondering if their move back northward might be a bit premature in these frosty conditions. A murder of them has been hanging out around here each morning. Perhaps the biting cold is subject of their raucous morning chatter. Meanwhile, the next generation of wild neighborhood babies is growing in the tummies of wolves, fox, martens, and a sundry of other woodsy characters. Ravens and Canadian jays are nesting on eggs, and cubs are probably getting itchy for Mama Bear to take them outside the birthing den. A neighbor indicated she spotted a chipmunk on one of those early, warmer March days. It would appear others of the slumbering critter crowd will be awakening soon throughout the territory. Look out, the skunks will be next. We need not fear that winter will end. Spring will be here when the mom in charge of things decides it's time, complete with a rebirth of buds, bugs, and bites. In the meantime, we'll just relax and enjoy the pristine white beauty of this marvelous season as it slowly retreats into history. A report has just come to me that the Gunflint Loon Lake Wolfpack was in concert along the shore in our neighborhood. Do you suppose they were in practice for a spring corral? More likely, they were sharing a GPS on the latest fast food venue or opportunity. I'm told the family must have been split apart as they were in serious chit-chat back and forth from what appeared to be two different locations. Guess it was a real howl. This is Fred Smith at Wildersmith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor more of Northwoods Outdoor Adventures.